Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
You're listening to Bernstein and Holmes, middays 10 to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score. In Odyssey Station.
All right, get ready for it. You love the 90s? Well, if you did, you'll love the I Love the 90s tour.
So wait, is this like the karaoke version of the song, Studs?
I'm not entirely sure. I didn't put this in. This is already in the system.
Because this has no soul to it.
All right, we're gonna get the real version.
Yeah. I mean,
the real version is actually David Bowie.
And Queen.
Yeah.
You know, we used to have, like at HF, we used to have these, our junior year, we have to do what's called the doc. It's a 55-minute documentary. So everyone, it's WHFH 88.5.
So it's my bad for assuming that this was a good version. I should have listened to it first.
It's fine, Studs.
Here, how about this? We'll get some, because this will be later.
So what is this?
Now we got bad.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that doesn't sound great either. Anyway, I was telling the story about Under Pressure. So Under Pressure was the song that we would play before everyone did their doc.
Okay.
So it had to be a 55-minute documentary.
Jeez.
You had the whole quarter to like build a staff, put together reporting, like the whole nine yards. And for every second that you were off, you got a letter grade down. So Under Pressure makes a lot of sense, but you also have to then count out the... at the end, because your doc starts when the song ends. The clock starts.
Okay.
So you better be on it. And you better have talent that's nimble. Hey, there's a reason why the HF Mafia is out here in these streets. We had a very strenuous curriculum in radio and television.
Vanilla Ice is your headliner with Rob Bass and Tone Loc. Post-game concert Friday, August 25th, after they play the Athletics. So they're going to beat the Athletics, and then you get Robert Van Winkle, Rob Bass, and Tone Loc.
Well, maybe we can get Tony Kemp in here, and then he could tell us about the concert, and we could show him the poster.
Yeah, we could say he could sign it for us.
Yeah, that would be official. Great.
Yeah, Vanilla Ice had one song. Tone Loc had two.
I think Tone had three.
Two that sounded identical.
Where are you giving them?
Wild Thing and Funky Cold Medina.
Okay.
I don't go three deep in Tone Loc songs.
Isn't there a Spanish Fly song, too?
You know, excuse me, Vanilla Ice had two songs because he had the Ninja Rap from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Oh, I didn't know that one.
Oh, it's so good.
I was not a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle guy. And then Rob Bass had It Takes Two to Make a Thing Go Right, which he decided now that DJ Easy Rock is dead.
He's not dead now. I mean, he is dead now, but he died a long time ago.
I was going to say, wait, he's... I know he died a long time ago, but now it takes one to make a thing go right.
I'm sure he has another DJ. You got to keep the train rolling.
Right.
It's an Occam's razor situation. This is a Brooks Boyer special right here.
Okay.
This is when Brooks was at Notre Dame putting up jumpers. That's what this is.
Yeah, he probably had like the red satin thin tie going. He had the
him and Pax.
Probably had the lapel of his blazer flipped up and the sleeves pulled up.
Yeah. I kind of imagine him as a, you know, as an 80s movie villain. He's got that look.
Oh, totally.
Really good looking, tall, white guy.
Yeah.
He's got a Billy Zabka thing.
That whole team was like that. The River the Ross twins?
Yes.
The BWD twins?
But isn't that really...
LaFonso was on that team, though.
But that's what this is, man.
Yeah, it's just...
This is Brooks being like, wait, Vanilla Ice is available? Let's get his ass down into 35th and Shields.
All right, stop. Collaborate and listen.
Was it Kurt Loder that did the interview with Vanilla Ice? When he didn't want to admit that he had sampled Queen and David Bowie when... It was clear to anyone who had ever heard the song, and then that's who he sampled.
And then Third Base wrote Pop Goes the Weasel all about it. You stole somebody's record and you looped it, you looped it. You boosted the record and you looped it, you looped it. And we come from Cali and we hooped it. Now you're getting sued, kind of stupid.
And I have to take issue with Studs saying that was a great cameo in the Ninja Turtles movie. I was a little kid and even I was like, oh, what, this guy?
Look,
sucks.
It wasn't a great cameo, but Studs is right. That song moved units.
See, for me, for my 90s listenership, this is right around the time I was all into the reimagined dancehall reggae scene. Like this, the next wave of dancehall reggae.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, it's Shabba, Cuddy Ranks, it's Supercat, it's Tiger.
Shaka Demus and Pliers.
Yeah, do you remember when Supercat did the song with Heavy D?
Mm-hmm.
That's a shame is that Heavy D's not a part of this.
Well, he's also...
I know. He and DJ Easy Rock are
right.
Somewhere cutting up
well,
the sky.
I mean, there's a lot of people that have some real issues with Heavy D.
Really?
Yeah, because Heavy D turned himself into one of those record company people.
Oh. Man. Beyond the overweight lover, he was the overweight producer taking credits and
stuff.
Yeah, oh,
okay. There's a lot of people that have some issues. I love, do you ever... Those guys feel like they got robbed. Anyway, that's why I just feel like it's Brooks being like, let's do this. Why not? We do everything else over here. Let's bring Tone Loc out here.
Well, then Brooks had better be introducing him.
I'd pay money to see that, actually. Yeah,
that he's up there in like full 90s gear, just like, and let's give it up!
And let's keep it a buck, Dan. The truth is that you weren't trying to hear any of this because you were already, you know, indoctrinated into NWA stuff, and we know how you feel about Chuck D and Public Enemy, and both of those groups told you don't have nothing to do with no Vanilla Ice.
Right. No,
you were like, that's some fake hip-hop!
Of course it was. At the same time that you had Arsenio Hall doing his version of cameo songs at that point. We're talking about like actual fake hip hop.
One of my favorite.
What was the name of his rap character? Or his R&B character? Yeah. You know, he had like an alter ego, remember? There was some
yes.
of that stuff. That was out on a single that everybody was buying at the time. this is the era of the single. But yes, there was actual rap music.
It's still one of my favorite lines from De La Soul. Is that the soul reach high planes, could even reach Soul Train, but Don don't like rap, so that won't happen. Fame we don't lust, God we do trust, Arsenio dissed us, but the crowd kept clapping. That's a hell of a line. Because
that's exquisite.
He called them out there, and he's like, oh, hip-hop hippies, and they were like,
what?
All right. Got something for you, Arsenio. I also heard, this will be interesting to you because you will know all the people that I'm talking about in this conversation. LL Cool J, who I contend is the only artist, the only solo artist that in a versus matchup could mess with Jay-Z.
Okay.
LL Cool J has a new album coming out. Now, he initially had gone to Dre. And said, Dre, would you produce the album? And then he like got the beats from Dre and he's like, I'm not feeling this. So who did he get to replace Dre?
Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis.
No.
Damn.
Q-Tip.
Oh, so I was going to guess Babyface next.
No, oh, okay. I think it's going to be a little harder than what Babyface would produce, but
Q-Tip, okay.
I love, like, that's one of my favorite things now is to just hang out in reels on Instagram and see some of these interviews, and you're like, wow, like, who would have known? Like, and I don't want to say that Dre is a one-trick pony because he's not, but I think that Dre is more engineer than artist. Like, if you listen even to his beats, like, his beats are very boom, boom, doom, 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 doom. Like, there's...
Right, and then there's always going to be the synthesizer walking over the top of dee, 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 dee.
I mean, like, just the essence of, like, the beats that he comes up with, they are hard, and they bounce up against walls, and I love it, but I don't know that he's grown
right
as a producer. And Q-Tip, even the stuff that his solo stuff to me is, if someone plopped down from another planet and was like, can you explain to me how hip-hop's grown? There are a couple of Q-Tip solo albums that would be like, here you go. This is how the genre has completely changed. So I'm very much looking forward to checking out LL's album with Q-Tip as the executive producer. And it's Queens. It's Queens, like, Queens dude and a Queens dude getting together and putting an album together. What could go wrong? We'll
give him the benefit of the doubt.
Chunky A, right?
Chunky A. Oh, God, yes. Yes.
Thanks, Texter.
Thank you so much. Yes. Yeah, you had Heavy D, you had Chubb Rock, and then you had Chunky A.
Man, Chubb Rock, man, as a lyricist.
That's the dude. Who did we say was the Chubb Rock sounded like the other day? Who are we listening to? Remember that? That there was somebody we were interviewing.
I mean, Herbie's the lookalike.
And
facially.
A little bit. And I always thought Greg Blash had a little bit of Chubb Rock. It is, but there's something about the, 'cause he's more Southern and Chubb Rock's New York.
Mm-hmm.
And it was something about that New York accent. God, I forgot who it was.
I forgot who it was too. And we both were like, yeah, it kind of sounds a little bit like Chubb Rock.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah, we will.
There's dates on everything.
It's nice to
May 1st. Whoever we talk to on May 1st.
Yeah, it's nice I'll to figure it out. Just kind of hang
was
out.
Hannibal talking about hip hop. And then Chubb Rock came up. I just searched through my notes.
Maybe that's right.
Yeah, maybe it was.
Now you got to play it again. Because there's nothing funnier than Hannibal talking about hip hop.
Like old school proto hip hop.
There's
though.
Nothing funnier
but,
to
Yeah,
me.
But this is like Grandmaster Flash.
Yeah, like he's
Sugar Hill Gang.
Hip hop. It started out in the park. Hip hop. You know how we do it. We get out on the block, start break. Dancing, we hanging out with our friends, shaking hands. We do the dance, go to the mall and right. Shoot some hoop.
Okay.
Doop, 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 doop. Doop, 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 doop. We out here, yeah. Doop, doop,
doop, doop, doop. That wasn't it, Ag. That was not the Chubb Rock reference, but that was fun. It was somebody we were interviewing. It was somebody.
Oh, Sean Spencer. The Florida co-defensive coordinator.
That's who it was.
There it is.
Great call. It was the Florida co-defensive coordinator who had a little bit of that.
Oh, my God.
You know, the Chubb Rock, who know the judo, the chop, chop, chop.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.